Moving to the United States. 1. Do you have any particular expectations about living in the U.S.? 2. How do you feel about moving to America? 3. What is your worst fear about moving to the U.S.? 4. I'm a little worried about possibly being treated differently. 5. I am concerned that I might be discriminated against. 6. Do you think discrimination is widespread there? 7. I have heard discrimination seems to vary with the part of the country you live in. 8. I hope there will be more opportunities for my children in the U.S. 9. What do you think will be the most challenging aspect of living in the U.S.? 10. What are some things you can do to make your move easier? 11. I am not sure if it would be easier if we were moving there permanently. 12. We are moving to California. 13. California has great weather compared to most other parts of the country. 14. Last year we went to New York for the summer and I really loved it there. 15. Have you been to California before? 16. The United States is such a large country. 17. What is the capital of the United States? 18. Washington is the capital, right? 19. No, Washington is a state. 20. The capital of the U.S. is Washington, D.C. 21. California is famous for lots of things, including earthquakes. 22. Does it snow in California? 23. It snows only in the mountains in California. 24. What is the capital of California? Sacramento. 25. Since you are moving to California, you will be able to visit Hollywood. 28. Maybe you will become a famous movie star. 27. Where is the Gulf of Mexico? 28. What is the highest mountain in California? 29. How many state capitals do you know the names of? 30. I wonder if I will like living there. 31. What is the highest mountain range in the U.S.? 32. What two oceans does the United States lie between? 33. How long do you think you will stay in the States? 34. Do you know which university you will be attending? 35. I hope to be admitted to UC Berkeley, but I have also applied to several others. 36. So, you're from China? 37. That's right. I have lived here in the States for more than 10 years now. 38. No wonder you speak English so well. 39. Thank you. You are very kind. 40. So, how do you like it here? 41. I like it very much. 42. Do you go home to China very often? 43. It all depends. I used to go back every year. 44.
I find the longer I am here, the less frequently I visit China.
45. I think it would be difficult to move to a different country permanently. I would miss everything and everyone. 46. I don't think about the permanency of it too much because most of us go back and forth regularly. 47.
Do you have many friends from China here in the United States?
48. Sure, I have lots of Chinese friends. 49. But now that you have lived here for 10 years, do you feel emotionally connected here? 50. It took some time, but as I said, home is where you're happy. 51. You said it took some time. 52. Yes, when foreigners arrive in the U.S., they long for home and start to look for a sense of belonging to the new country. 53. Usually we don't feel accepted right away, and so we find it takes time. 54. Was there some turning point? 55. Not really, but spending American holidays together with new friends again and again made a big difference. 56. How did that help you feel closer? 57. I think holidays seem to function as a sort of cultural glue. 58. Not just eating food and socializing. 59. I took the time to read and learn more about the origins and meanings of different American holidays. 60. I felt more welcome and more of a sense of belonging. 61. How would you describe what it is like for you living here? 62. Living in the U.S. is a unique experience, and for me, it is great. 63. Are you very involved in the expatriate community? 64. Not really. Those groups often have a political agenda, and I'm not very interested in politics. 65. Have you ever lived in any other foreign countries? 66. I studied in Australia. 67. Would you make any comparisons? 68. I was young at that time, and I lived the life of a student, but I would say that living in the U.S. is similar to living in Australia. 69. Do you ever feel discriminated against or treated differently? 70. I have experienced this kind of behavior from time to time, but very infrequently. 71. I expected it to be much worse here because I heard stories, but now I think the media tends to exaggerate this. 72. So you have never found it to be a problem at all? 73. Does that surprise you? 74. Maybe a little. I've heard stories too.